From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
Community activist and resident of Woodford Park in Greater Ormond Town, Maxine Richards, has been opening her doors for the past 16 years to house children for a summer camp. Find out more on today's edition of CSJP in 5. Maxine Richards has purpose within herself to lend a helping hand to develop her community of Woodford Park in Greater Ormond Town. Mrs. Richards, or Miss P as she's affectionately called, has been hosting a summer camp in her home every year for the past 16 years.
I like to help people. I like to see the progress. I'm a woman believing in education. Because without education, you reach nowhere, going nowhere today.
She started the program solo with 8 students.
I enjoy what I'm doing, I tell you. I was born for the purpose that I'm doing here now. You know, when you come in and you say, boy, it's what you have to do, you have to do what you got to do. Because me not do that, me come like, me not leave.
The 59-year-old removes the furniture in her home to provide ample space for up to 150 participants, ranging from 3 to 17 years old.
The summer school has helped a lot of children, and it helped mothers too, because you know, this is sometimes they want to go to work, and they have nowhere to leave the kids. And they will be, they could take them to the summer school. They get a meal for free. They get breakfast for free. And they get lunch for free. Also, the books for free.
Miss P also operates the community's resource center out of her home. She provides breakfast and lunch and other material from personal funding, as well as support from the Postal Cooperative Credit Union, the Peace Management Initiative, Member of Parliament Julian Robinson, and the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP.
We have tertiary scholarship recipients that we would ask to volunteer at the summer program as a part of their scholarship agreement. The scholarship recipients chosen are normally pursuing a degree in education. So it will basically give them a little idea as to the classroom setting. It will also teach them a little volunteerism.
Community Liaison Officer for Greater Ormond Town, Simone Gordon. The teachers come from the community and some are trained. Miss P's summer camps are usually held over a 6-week period, but the program has been recently reduced to 2 weeks due to financial constraints.
We need more people to come on board to help. Let me get more sponsors here. We can do one in 2 weeks or so.
She shares her aspirations of progress and development for her community.
Me and him is the development of the community. More jobs, more youth to come out of the corner.
Community activist and resident of Woodford Park in Greater Ormond Town, Maxine Richards. CSJP supports this and similar interventions through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada. That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.